Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Thanks again for joining us. We've got another great show for you. This one we're going to call the Breaking Myths, because I think the guys may have patented their name of the other way around instead of busting myths. So we'll go with that.
Yeah, Mythbuster.
So today what we're going to talk about is a whole bunch of myths and misconceptions that are out there when it comes to solar. And one of the things we've seen recently has been a blow up of a news article where some realtor in some northern state without a name decided to say in an article that don't buy a house with solar. Can you believe that?
Yeah, don't buy a house with solar. So yeah, you hear that sometimes. And my first thing as being a solar installer and seeing some of the other installs that I've seen from some of the companies that are now out of business in a bad way, my instant thing was like, well, maybe you might want to have it inspected first.
Absolutely. And honestly, this was one of those headline grabbing things where a lot of people jumped on it and finally read it. And that's exactly what they were talking about, is some of the misconceptions that are out there of people who were scammed, had a bad experience with solar, their solar doesn't work. Then that is something that you really do need to get inspected. And it's something that needs to be inspected and fixed prior to putting your house up for sale. But of course, we have buyer beware. So as the buyer, you can call us, we can come out and look at the solar. If it's something that we've already inspected, it's as simple as us opening up an app, looking at it, and making sure that it's making power.
Yep. Yeah. Usually the, if you had a decent install, the installer has it communicated some way. So even if they've taken all the information, you have no access to it, I can always call the manufacturer, get into the system. Worst case is just check voltages and see power flow and give a pretty good diagnosis. We've done that for quite a few clients. Making sure that if it's been permitted and inspected, that's also a really helpful thing. There's a lot of companies out there that just don't do it. So there's really no way to find anything out. But if it is passed an inspection, like a state inspection, at least that means it's better than most other systems. It still does not mean it is a good thing. So inspect the heck out of it. If you can get an old bill or talk to the utility to see if they have what's called an interconnection agreement, you need one of those 100% of the time for any kind of grid-tied systems, okay, an interconnection agreement. If you call the utility, give them your address, and there isn't one, probably err on the side of don't buy that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the big thing this article was talking about, was more along the lines of what happens if, you know, you go into one of these situations and maybe they did a second lien on the house, or they did some unscrupulous sales tactics and that kind of thing. But again, that is one of the big myths of buying solar. One of the other big myths that they had in this article was that there wasn't much value in it. And that's absolutely incorrect. We can point you in the direction of just do your favorite search engine on the internet and ask, how much is solar worth on my house when I go to buy or sell it? And the answer that pops up most commonly is $4 per watt. So like we were just talking in the last show about having a 10 kilowatt system, you're looking at about $40,000 in value of solar. And that's what you would expect to pay or receive either way on your selling. And again, if you've got questions, give us a call at Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500. You can also catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. Go into the podcast and you can search. We've got them all listed there and you can take a look. So again, the third misconception that they had in this article was people don't want solar. Well, there's a reason Scenic City Solar's in business, because people want solar.
Yeah, people want solar. We have a lot of people that want to at least learn about it. You know, we field calls all the time. Some people are, you know, wanting to add a solar panel to their boat. To their bicycle was one that I took yesterday. He wants to add a solar panel to the back of his bike so it can help charge his electric bike while he drives down the road. That just does not work. Okay, solar is not going to do that kind of stuff. You know, it's not solar on Adderall, I promise you. But there's a lot of other ways to get solar that can actually be used for something, for an RV, for your home, for your off-grid cabin. Really using solar on a boat, the right boat, makes a lot of sense. So it's, if you're using it in the right way, it can add that value to the long-term value. It's hard for me not to put on the offensive hat when I hear that, you know, solar doesn't have value or people just don't want solar. I think people would like to know more about solar. I think inherently people would like to be conservative, to save the environment in any way that they can. There are a lot of misconceptions out there and misinformation about, you know, the environmentals of solar, you know, down to the batteries, you know, there's the electric car scare. But, you know, we've been living with combustible engines for over 100 years now. And, you know, that scare was real big when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, it stayed pretty constant up till even now. But now it's, you know, the battery scare and, you know, carbon emissions are kind of on the background. And but there are people that want solar. There are people out there that want to back up and protect their family in outages. I'm a believer that, you know, the world's not getting any better. You know, so to be protective of your family, your things, your home, your power, you know, if we were to lose power for an extended amount of time, whether it's a hurricane or something else, you want to make sure that your food can stay cold, that your well can still pump water.
Right. And that's, you know, these are the intangibles of return on investment dollars. When you're looking at, well, if I make this big investment, how do I make my money back? And it's going to be the first time that you have an outage and don't even know it because your power stays on. And that's what we talked about absolutely in the last show. And again, give us a call, 423-600-9500, or catch us online, sceniccitysolar.com. And we're dispelling the myths that are out there when it comes to solar. So the next one that we have is somebody, you know, has called and talked to us several times about getting solar on the house they buy next. And it's like, okay, cool. That's a great idea. When are you going to sell your house that you have now? And their answer is in another year or two. Well, wait a minute. We just talked about this. If you were to go ahead and install a small solar system, number one, you could get that tax credit. Number two, you'd be saving money. And number three, your house is going to be a higher valued home when you sell it, and you'll make that money right back.
Yeah, the home is simply more attractive. If it has a installed correctly, permitted, inspected, and interconnected home with solar on it, then that home should be, for just about any family that has a conscience, be more attractive. Okay, you know you're walking into a home that has energy savings built into it that you can watch help lower your carbon footprint that you can probably expand upon later.
Absolutely. You know, let's just say for fun, if we're out looking for a home today, and there's two of them side by side, just built, they're both energy efficient, they're both nice houses, one has solar panels and one doesn't, which one are you going to get?
Right. Yeah, it's the one with solar for sure. And unless you are just completely and utterly against anything and I was about to say, and you like your Dodge diesel, which I do too. Okay, the 12-valve Dodge, you cannot lose with. But if you are just anti-everything green, then yeah, you might choose the other house. Otherwise, you're going to probably err on the side of the more technologically advanced home that has a lower power bill forever.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the kicker is, number one, you're going to save money starting day one that it gets turned on. You're going to get that tax refund. You're going to start making your money back, no questions asked. The other thing that you're going to have is, as power bills go up, you're still offsetting, which means you offset more of the cost every single year. And it is more attractive. And there's many, many studies out there. Unfortunately, over the last year, when the housing market has been so hot, people are just grabbing whatever they can grab. We're getting back to the point where there is some homes on the market, and we've got some new builds in our area here. And, you know, again, Scenic City Solar, we install, and of course, 100-mile radius of Chattanooga. Yes, that does include Western Carolina, Northern Georgia, Alabama. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. And you can also catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. And this is our Dispelling the Myths show. And, you know, we've got a couple of them knocked out. But one of the other ones that we have is, especially in this area, it's kind of a sad thing right now, that people think they can get rich by selling my solar energy to someone else. And again, we've talked about the unscrupulous groups and companies out there that have made some outrageous claims that, you know, you'll make thousands of dollars a year. But again, that's not possible here.
No. In 2020 till about probably the beginning of this year, there were a handful of companies in our territory that, and we're not going to name them because we ain't like them, all right, that were outselling loans okay, you would get a 5 kilowatt solar array, which a 5 kilowatt solar array should cost you $20,000 or less. Okay. They were selling those for about 30 and then adding in a finance fee for about 20. So you would end up with a 5 kilowatt solar array for anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000.
Wow.
And after speaking with the utility back and forth, cause they would call me, you know, consult with me about how this is working. How are they pricing? We have angry customers. Can you help us, Ray? How is this even working? So they were literally telling customers that they could sell their power back. A 5 kilowatt solar array is going to erase their $250 bill. Their tax credit is going to come in the form of a check 6 months after we leave today. And half of these customers never got inspected or interconnected. And the other half are just as angry with the first half because their system either doesn't work or it works awesomely, but they're only saving what a 5 kilowatt will save you. And so being able to sell it back here in the TVA region just isn't making sense right now. They're doing, it's called the DPP, Distributed Power Program, where you can sell your power back for their avoided costs. Now, when I make my own costs, I can make my own fees and my own avoided costs, which I'm not saying they do that with a pause. They get to dictate their rate every month. It changes every month. It could be 1 cent per kilowatt this month, 5 cent per kilowatt next month, 3 cent the next month, and so on. When you're buying power from EPB for 10 to 11 cent per kilowatt hour, and you're selling it back for 1 to 3 cent, it just simply does not make sense.
Nah, that math's no good for me. That doesn't work. And, you know, unfortunately, that's one of the bigger myths is you do have areas that are in, you know, California, the Southwest, the South, really, that do purchase their power back if you can produce more from your solar. And they do have some better rates and better things like that. Unfortunately, it's just not here in our area.
Yeah, like Colorado, for example, California, some parts in Florida, North Carolina, New Jersey. There's a handful of places where they'll do a buyback at retail rate plus a premium. They'll limit how big of a system you can have. Usually those are systems that don't have a battery. So there's whole pockets in the country that really, they have these great solar systems that are paying them back, but they have no power for outages. You know, so that's something here in the TVA region that I've had to engineer this and learn more about battery and have more battery options with hybrid inverters instead of just grid-tied inverters. We do a lot more off-grid jobs than just about anywhere else that you would go. Nobody's in California doing off-grid when they can just plug in and sell it for 20 cents a kilowatt.
Sure, it makes sense. You know, I can put on a little, you know, cover my entire roof and then sell the extra and make some money back. I mean, it's a great side gig that you don't have to do anything on. But unfortunately, that's not here. And, you know, that brings us to our next point of I make enough electric on my roof that I can charge my neighborhood, the whole area. And it's not really like that.
No, your power typically here in our area will be consumed first at your home. Okay. Any excess power will either be sent to ground or could be sent up through the DPP program straight up to the lines. And yeah, everybody gets to share a little bit. Okay. But it's not tangible. You couldn't meter it. You couldn't be able to tell that Johnny got what or anything like that. So the shared power thing, no. You're getting power to offset your home. You want to be conservative with it and try to offset just what you need because you do not get paid for the excess. But if you do have excess, that's where a battery comes in.
Absolutely. And once again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar, and we're talking to you about the good benefits of solar. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us online at scenicitysolar.com. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for dispelling myths. So I'll say thank you for joining us. This is Kevin.
And Ray.
From Scenic City Solar Radio.
Y'all have a great day now.